All right. Can they? I can't hear. Is mic one connected? Whatever. Okay. Hello, and welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm Mo. Hey guys, sorry for my leave of absence. It's been a couple weeks since I've set foot in the WMFO studio. Life got busy. I don't know what to say. But, hey, everybody makes mistakes, and that's my bad. That one's on me. But it was midterm season, slash still is midterm season, slash I've got a midterm today. Midterm and a half, because Spanish is always something. There's always something in Spanish, and it's never just a class. So I'll count that as half a midterm, because it's stressing me out, and therefore it's a midterm. But take it as a sign of my dedication that I'm here today, even though I skipped the past 2 weeks, because I'm not going to lie, when my alarm went off this morning, I really did debate not coming in, but I said, no, the fans need me. The fans need me, and I cannot let them down. So, you're welcome, guys. I did this for you. All 1.5 of you. I don't know why 1.5 is my number of the day, but I don't know. It's speaking to me. This week, the music is inspired by the time I spent with my parents last weekend, not parents' weekend, so, like, not this past weekend, like, whatever. You know what? You understand. The long weekend. And our drive through Maine, and it was so gorgeous. On the way back, we took Route 1 all the way down, and the fall colors were just absolutely stunning. And we started off listening to, you know, my dad's favorite genre, which is 90s hip hop. And I do enjoy, but then I was like, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily fitting my mood, because I was also very sleepy. And then he's like, I know just the song. And in my head, I knew just the song too. And then it started off with Linger by the Cranberries. And it did not continue that way, as you'll see from today's episode. But, like, that is how it started. And it was beautiful and perfect. And that was exactly the song that I had in mind. So that was a cute little moment. And so you'll see the kind of music that, I don't know, I like, and also my parents like, a nice little crossover. Though there is a lot. Depends on the parent, you know what I mean? But anyway, maybe I'll feel compelled to talk about, I don't know what. But hey, no promises. It's 7 a.m. on a Monday. I have a lot of work to do in, like, the hour after this before my class. So cut me some slack, guys. Okay, time for the music. This first song is going to help all of us, both you and me, because I need to wake up. I need to wake up, and this is a great wake-up song. I first heard it the summer before my junior year of high school, and the girl who introduced it to me is at a summer camp. I'm not gonna get into that. That's a whole different part of the lore. And the girl who introduced me to it did a cover of this on the piano, and it was actually just crazy. Like, once you hear the song, you'll know what I mean. The fact that it's crazy, but I don't know, guys. You just had to have been there. Yeah. Okay. This is Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger.
I envision sleep on the love seat. So I keep saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. So because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine knows ya, the daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. To get right if you can't relate, trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
you do it to yourself, you do. And that's why it hurts. You do it to yourself, just you. they'll make me over. I'm all I wanna be, a walking study in demonology. Hey, so glad you could make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, so glad you could make it now. Oh, look at my.
That was Celebrity Skin by Hole. I don't know. If you don't like that song, talk to a wall. I know people have a lot of thoughts on Courtney Love, and I'm not here to debate that. But, I mean, I have my opinions on that as well, but I don't want to get into it. But Hole is good. Sorry. Sorry not sorry about it. Hole is good, and argue with the wall, because... I'm sorry, that song is really good. And, yeah. I also, in that section, played Loser by Beck. And, do I know every single word to that song? Maybe. And I don't think that's a crime. And I don't think that's a crime. And it was really fun because my mom knows a lot of the words to that song, too. So we were singing that together in the car, and that was a really cute moment. Also... I had to throw in a little Radiohead because, again, I don't think it's a crime to enjoy a little Radiohead every now and again. I'm sorry, I don't. But it's funny, like, that song, I don't know, that song has meant so many different things throughout my life. And now it can just be a fun song, and I think that shows real growth and maturity, so... Shout out Just by Radiohead. All right. I don't think I have that much to say right now. My brain feels kind of blank and empty. So, hey, back to music. This next song is maybe one of the best songs ever to exist. Okay, I'm being overdramatic, but I just really like this song. And again, it's something that's meant a lot of different things to me throughout many phases of my life. But now it can just be kind of like a fun song to, like, brush my teeth to. Like seriously. So, this is Boys Don't Cry by The Cure.
Boys don't cry. Yeah. come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go in alone. London calling, to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is going thick. A nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning.
That was London Calling by The Clash. The last time I think I really, really listened to that song was, I don't even know, it must have been, because that was my 17th birthday, so, like, 2 to 3, whatever, a long time ago. Guys, sorry, I'm bad at math and it's early. I'm bad at year math, specifically. Oh, okay, so it was 2022, probably, I think. Yes, because the borders were open. and it was my first time, like, off the continent. And we went to, because I've been to Canada, we went to the UK. And me and my family, we went to London and Scotland and Manchester, and I, you know, made a, of course they did, I made a whole playlist for the trip, and there were a lot of songs by the Smiths on there, and also this song from The Clash, and so the song just reminds me of, you know, spending time with my parents, even though I will say that trip, I think family trips are never fun. I mean, they can be fun, but you know what I mean? Like, you're always gonna fight, especially if it's like the whole family. Like, my brothers were there too. I wasn't the problem on that trip. I have been the problem on other trips, and I'm mature enough to admit that to myself, but I was not the problem on that trip. I was not. But yeah, oh my god. Hey, good times. Hey, good times. We did not fight, really, on the main trip. It wasn't a fight. We were all just, like, really tired at one point. And I think that we all got a little hangry and grumpy. But it wasn't a fight. It was more, more a little passive aggressive. But hey, again, it's all right. Everybody makes mistakes. Good people have bad days. And I love my parents and I miss them. And it was kind of sad seeing everybody's parents here for Parents Weekend and they weren't. But it was nice to see them the weekend before. So I needed to keep that in mind. And then I'll see them again for fall break. So not that far off. Not that far off. Like a month, basically. So guys, keep that in mind. We're almost there. All right. On to more music. This next song is by a very famous band. Probably on one of your t-shirts. This is About a Girl by Nirvana.
We'll be right back. so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check to burn. And then when I'm a walking, I stop, I stop, and I'm so strung out. And I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check to burn. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, I stop, I stop, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just my hands up to check you out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on.
All right, that was Undone, the Sweater Song by Weezer. Guys, I love Weezer. One of my friends went to the Weezer concert this year, and she did FaceTime me during my favorite song, which I'm not gonna say because I have that right to privacy. So I'm not gonna say my favorite song because I don't have to and no one's making me. But hey, I love Weezer. All right. I believe it has probably reached the time for a quick PSA, maybe? Yeah. Because I'm exhausted this morning, this one felt particularly relevant. So listen up, guys. If you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. CFS affects more than 1 million Americans, and most of them haven't been diagnosed. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. So, I feel like a lot of people probably are experiencing this, or perchance are in college. All right, the final song I have for you tonight is one that I have heard more in the past couple weeks than I ever had previously. And it's a classic at any establishment that's having a hard time to get, you know, getting regulars to stop drinking. Can you hear my air quotes? Root beer on a Monday night. Guys, I'm not in safe harbor hours. I have to watch what I say. And it all started because my mom was saying how she was annoyed. Not annoyed, but my dad would not stop belting the hook to one song. And we couldn't decide whether it was Champagne Supernova, which I played earlier, or this next song. And I forget what we decided. I think we decided it was both. Like, he couldn't stop singing either. Which does, hey, if you know him, that does make sense. That does track for his personality. Because the man loves to sing. The man loves to entertain. But then, so we listened to the song on the drive up because my mom was like, oh, we gotta get it out of his head before the weekend starts. And then, I kid you not, at three different restaurants, the song played, or like, I think it played once when we were thrifting, once at like a dessert bar type thing, and then once at a lobster roll place. And mind you, none of these places, well, this is going to spoil the song, but I'm sorry, none of these places were closing. None of these places, they were hours and hours away. The lobster roll place was in the middle of the day. So was the thrift store. And it was like, you know, how like shops close at like, you know, 7 p.m. We were there at 3. And the dessert bar was open until like 1 a.m. and we were there at 8. And it was playing closing time. And it felt like this vast conspiracy to get us to leave wherever we were. And then it came on. My dad was just shuffling his Spotify on the drive back, which is kind of what this playlist was inspired by. And the song came on. And we didn't skip it because it just felt like fate. So I heard the song 5 times in 48 hours. And listen, it's not a bad song, but usually the song coming on is associated with negative feelings, so it was a lot. Anyway, I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Mo. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday. Hey, unless I skip, but I won't, guys, I promise. And this is Closing Time by Semisonic. Thank you.
time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay. Closing time, this room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Yeah.
Dog. She's half an hour late. Showers.